Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sun headed down on this New Year's Day, and there's football tonight, and of course the NHL's Winter Classic. Now, the game is on TNT. Traditionally, it's been on NBC, and they used to be day games, like noon starts our time. And now it's a night game on TNT because the rights have changed in the NHL, the national television rights. NBC has moved on. And now ESPN, the rights holder, TNT, has the Winter Classic. So there you go. If you're looking for the game on television tonight, you need cable or satellite or a streaming service to be able to get the game. And we know it'll be cold. And we're going to check in with the Hammer Crank Schrepfer, who's headed to Target Field. We're a little bit concerned. His phone may be frozen at this point in time, but we're still going to try and track him down. So Kerry Klatt, our producer, working on that, but he's scheduled to join from Target Field. And when all the local TV news channels went on the air, they had reporters doing live shots from Target Field. And I have an over-the-air television monitor so I can monitor all the local channels and what they're doing. And why not? Now, Channel 4 not on the air. They still have college hoops right now on this New Year's Day. So they're going to be going to their local news, and I would assume they'd have a live shot. But I saw 5 and 11, and they look cold. I mean, I know they're trying to put a spin on it, and we're macho Minnesota, and this isn't that bad. Come on. 5 below, wind chill 22 below, wind chill advisory going into effect at 6. For the people that want to be there, great. For the people that shelled out their hard-earned money and are happy, it's just not for me. It's just, if it was in the 20s, I might try and sneak my way into the building. But below zero and wind chills well below zero, you know, and I've got credibility on this issue, and I'll tell you why. I was born here. I spent my entire life in the upper Midwest. I've been through all the hard winters. On and on and on. And yes, I don't hunker down, and I still go on with my life. I get up, I go to work today. We got up, warmed up the vehicle, we ran some errands. I went into the hardware store, I went into the grocery store. You know, life goes on. I even shoveled some of the junk out of the garage that fell off the van. So it's not like I won't go outdoors or won't do things outdoors. But I'm not sitting out at a hockey game in this kind of, I'm just not. But for those people that are, enjoy, have fun, stay warm. So hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of Craig Schrepfer, because anybody I know is a huge hockey fan. And a longtime producer here. and makes his way over to the Xcel Energy Center a great deal. So he follows the Wild in the NHL. His team, the Detroit Red Wings, hasn't been very good as of late, but loves the NHL. So hopefully we can get in touch with him and get a scene setter from the real frozen tundra. And then one of the other stories this weekend, the Minnesota Vikings traveling today to Green Bay to get ready for their Sunday night game against the Packers at Lambeau Field, minus Kirk Cousins. That was certainly the big story. And I don't know if I've seen any other major moves. Cousins going on the COVID list, huge news yesterday. The latest, the Vikings have elevated defensive tackle T.Y. McGill and defensive end Eddie Yarborough from the practice squad, activated safety Miles Dorn, cornerback Ty Smith, and defensive end Kenny Willekes, and activated guard Ali Udo from the COVID list. So that means that Kirk Cousins, the big name on the COVID list, and we saw a huge change in the line from the Vikings being roughly touchdown underdogs to being roughly two touchdown underdogs at Lambeau Field. But this may sound like a penetrating glimpse into the obvious, but the Vikings still have a chance to win the football game, and I'll tell you why. Dalvin Cook is back, and if Dalvin Cook is indeed 100% and 100% rested, he could give Green Bay a lot of trouble on Sunday night. And if the Vikings are able to effectively run the football, and Sean Mannion is able to avoid turnovers and throw the ball enough to keep Green Bay somewhat off balance, they've got a shot. And then beyond that, they need to turn over. Aaron Rodgers is going to need to make a mistake. The Vikings will need a big player or two on special teams. Things will need to go the Vikings' way to get a victory. But it is doable. And then you get Chicago at home with a chance to make the playoffs. But they probably need to, and they probably need some help along the way. 5:13, we're going to take a break now. It appears the Hammer has arrived at Target Field. He's on the grounds, in the building, and we will visit with him coming up next from the NHL Winter Classic here on News Talk 830-WCCO. 5:17, Happy New Year. It is a Saturday, 7 below zero. Our wind chill sits at minus 25. Wind chill advisory goes into effect at 6 for the heart of the metro, lasts till 10 tomorrow morning. A wind chill warning just outside the metro points north, west, and south to the east into Wisconsin. Once again, that wind chill advisory. Wind chills 25 to 35 below. In the warning areas, 35 to 45 below overnight tonight. They're playing a hockey game, the NHL's Winter Classic at Target Field. The Wild and the Blues will drop the puck just after 6. And absolutely no surprise, the Hammer Craig Schrepfer is on the scene. Longtime producer. Hammer, good to visit with you. Happy New Year.
Steve Thompson, happy New Year to you as well. How you doing?
Yeah, and I knew you wouldn't miss this event.
Oh, I've been waiting for this event to come here since they did the first game back in Buffalo 2008. Just, you remember that day with Pittsburgh playing Buffalo instead of a snow globe, it looked like. See how cool it was, thinking, what do we get this year? And, finally, after 14 years, it finally comes to Target Field.
Yeah, and this has been talked about for a long time, Craig, that Minnesota would eventually get the game. Now, I know it's a year after the fact due to COVID-19, et cetera, but it has been a long time coming.
Yeah, everyone thinks of Minnesota, like outdoor hockey and everything. It's such a natural place to do an outdoor game. The issue beforehand was for the NHL, the Wild didn't have a star power that you needed, to get people tuned into the game. They didn't have a Crosby, they didn't have an Ovechkin. Well, now they're getting the Kirill Kaprizov, which just took the league by storm last year, won the Calder Trophy. And now they got to put a team bringing the market around.
Yeah, and that certainly does help. And the Wild have been playing great hockey. They had just a clunker here and there. Now it's been a rough stretch. They got beat in L.A. by the Kings. Next night, get beat by the Golden Knights in Vegas. They came home, had a game postponed, played poorly against Buffalo, ended up losing in a shootout, and have had a number of games postponed due to COVID-19. In that mix, they played against the Dallas Stars down in Big D, and Cam Talbot really had a rough night. So the Wild have to be chomping at the bit to get back on the ice anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first game they played since December 20th when they're down in Dallas. And like you said, they're on a four-game winless streak right now. I think more concerned is the fact that, you know, their top center, Joel Eriksson-Ek, he's out for this game with an injury. And their top two defensemen, Jonas Brodin and Jarrett Spurgeon, both won't play tonight either because of injury. So the Wild definitely tested right now, Steve.
Yeah, it is a big stretch for them. And I think when you look at the St. Louis Blues team, figured to be one of the top clubs in the NHL Central Division. So, you know, forget that it's the NHL Winter Classic, Hammer. This is a big game to start 2022.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time all year they play the St. Louis Blues. If you look at the Central Division, I think the two biggest threats to the Wild this year in the division are the Colorado Avalanche and the St. Louis Blues. So tonight they get their first look at the Blues. We'll see how they match up.
Craig Shrepford joining us from Target Field. All right, let's get into the setting. What do you see? What's it like?
I see a very festive atmosphere. A lot of hockey fans here just here to embrace the settings and everything. You see a lot of Wild jerseys, a lot of Blues jerseys, obviously, but I'm also seeing a lot of old Winter Classic jerseys. Like I saw a Pavel Datsyuk jersey from the 2014 Winter Classic. I see some little North Star gear walking around or so. Basically, it's just hockey fans celebrating the outdoors.
Yeah, and this is one of those things where, you know, you have that balance between we're tough, we can deal with the weather. You were born in northern Wisconsin, not that far out of Green Bay and Antigo. You know about cold. You spent a long time here in the Twin Cities. I was born and raised here. So we know all about the cold, but that balance between keeping the players, keeping the fans safe, we'll see about tonight.
Yeah, the cold here reminds me of the cold game the Vikings played outdoors with the Seahawks back in 2016 at TCF Bank Stadium, now Huntington Bank Stadium, where it's best known for the Blair Walshness.
Yeah, and what was that, about 6 below at in that game?
It was 6 below to start with, but the wind took a dropping or so. I just remember my eyelids being frozen by the end of the game.
Yeah, and I know our good buddy Eric Nelson was there with his kids, and I'll never forget him saying, it is easily the coldest I've ever been in my life, but I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, without question. I saw Eric here earlier today, too. I mean, you always be here for hockey in the elements.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's just some people that, you know, they're totally into this sort of thing. Now give us a sense. Do you see, you're very familiar at Target Field and Twins games, obviously. Have you seen more heaters, more areas for people to get warm? I mean, give us the lay of the land there.
Well, I'm in the Delta Club right now, which is just outside the press box area, too.
Sure.
So people in this section will have no problem staying warm tonight. Downstairs walk in, you saw some heaters around, some hot cocoa stands or so. I mean, they're going to make sure people are warm when they're outside their seat if they're in the aisleways around the stadium.
Yeah, so there were portable heaters, et cetera, in that main concourse area.
I saw at least one on my way to the press box. I'm sure there are more scattered around the stadium.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the thoughts is for the spectators when you get upstairs, Hammer, is you know, the upper reaches, say, for instance, the upper deck and left, the upper deck and right, and for that matter, the upper concourse in the main part of the stadium, that could be a challenge for the fans up there.
I set up the upper deck for a Brewer game in August. And let me tell you, it gets cold and windy up there very quick. I can only imagine what it would be like sitting up there tonight for the game.
Yeah, and it is a sold-out event. Now, tell us about the field. Because, once again, we're on the radio, and maybe people have seen shots on the TV news or online. But you have the main rink, which runs from maybe third base over to first base. But they have also other elements spread around the entire field, right?
Yeah, they do. They get, like I said, the main rink takes up most of the infield, right from the pitcher's mound to probably the top of the infield. And then right below that, you have a big wooden pallet that's the State of Hockey with the State of Minnesota logo on it. Then right behind the main rink, you have like six ice skating rinks. so people can skate out there during the week and everything. So it's a really, really festive atmosphere. They've done a very nice job at Target Field designing this rink and the area around it.
Now, right now, you're in the Delta Club upstairs, and that's at press box level. Are you going to venture out into the seats? Are you going to watch a game in the elements?
I'm going to venture out there for at least part of a period or so. Might stay out there for like maybe one commercial break, then go back in. We'll see how I feel. But I definitely plan on wandering around, checking out the ambiance of the stadium at various points here during the game.
Well, and please send out some photos on Twitter, Hammer.
I will. Definitely, Steve.
All right. What's that Twitter handle so people can check it out?
I'm at CDSWCCO. Feel free to give me a follow, engage with me, and say hello.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Happy New Year, Hammer. Thanks for checking in. Stay warm. Enjoy the game.
Steve, always a pleasure. You take care, my friend.
All right. There he is, the Hammer, Craig Schrepfer, a longtime producer here at CCO. And there's no doubt he's one of those guys that come hell or high water was going to be at Target Field tonight for this game tonight. So it sounds like a very festive atmosphere. But I will say this. He is in the Delta Club. And that is good a spot as any at Target Field. And there isn't a bad seat in the house for a Twins game. But I want to put in a little plug for that particular seating area. And those are the woodback seats right in front of the press box at Target Field. So it's kind of that next level up from the main concourse. Those are my favorite seats in the ballpark. My wife and I had a chance and went to a game and sat just in front of where, say, Dick Bramer and company call the games, and where Corey Provis and Dan Gladden are. People are familiar with that. Just down in front of there. That is my favorite view of the ballpark in a ball game. And I think those would be premium seats for the hockey game tonight. Kerry Klatt is our producer. All right, Kerry, you and I talked off the air about this a little bit.
Yes.
If your work schedule allowed, would you go tonight?
No.
and I are on the same page. It's kind of like, yeah, I'm a Minnesotan. I was born here. I live here year-round. I don't do the snowbird thing yet. But it's just too cold for me. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Yeah, I can't imagine being outside. I will watch it from home tonight, and it'll be wonderful. My dad was a professional hockey player, and he spent his whole, growing up, he was always playing outside. And I don't think they would not have played out. If they had game tonight, I don't know if they would have played. He probably would have said no.
The thing is, and I've talked about this before, because earlier in the week I had a chance to sit in for Henry Lake on Lake Night and do a few nights of Sports to the Max. And I have told this story. We always had backyard rinks. When we were real little kids living in St. Paul on Maryland Avenue, my dad always had a backyard rink. And he and his buddies, when they were younger, would get together and play broom ball. And we learned how to skate on that backyard rink. And then when we moved out to the Burbs for his teaching job up here to northern Hennepin County in Champlin, we always had a backyard rink. And then as I got older, I'd build the rink, and I'd have my buddies over, and we would play boot hockey, and we would skate. And by the time I was a senior in high school, we had full boards around the entire rink. We had lights. We had chicken wire netting. We had real goals, real goal cages. I mean, we had the whole deal. So we went all out. So we would go out on nights like tonight and play. But once again, it's the most Minnesotan thing or the most upper Midwest thing ever. It's all about the wind. If it was real windy, it just, you couldn't do it. If it's 10 below and not windy, it's a whole different story.
Well, yeah, and then the ice, too. You can't even really play on it.
Yeah, it is really chippy. And we would always, it would just be one of those where if it got really, really cold, it was kind of a boot hockey night, because you would get the ice, you'd get your skates out on the really, really cold ice, and it would just chip it up and just destroy the surface. And then, you were guaranteed that you were going to have to scrape it down and flood the rink. And also it was a challenge flooding the rink when it was really, really cold. It worked out on a night like tonight if you're just putting down that first layer and really didn't care and we're just trying to get ice down. But an actual good skating layer, it's got to be a little warmer. But I've heard, and Mark Fry relayed this story, that there is technology now where they can keep that surface, as crazy as it sounds, a little bit warmer. And I don't know how they adjust the coolant or whatever, but that's one of the things I'm going to keep an eye on, Kerry. And I don't know about you when I watch a game tonight, is how does the ice hold up in these bitterly cold temps? Because I think the players are going to be fine. They're going to have the benches heated and so on and so forth, and they'll go in between periods. But I am just wondering about how the ice is going to hold up for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I hope we just don't have the stories, too, of people freezing out there. And I just can't imagine doing that and being out there and watching that game.
Yeah, and it sounds like thousands are going to give it a go. So we'll see it how it all works out. Like I've said all week, and this term has been used a lot on the radio airwaves here in the Twin Cities. Good luck. 5:30. A quick break. We'll come back with the weather. And then my good friend John Millay will join us from the Minnesota State High School League. He writes John's Journal. He's been covering prep sports for a long, long time. First the Star Tribune, and now writes for the Minnesota State High School League. And I bump into John from time to time, and he's good enough to join us. We'll recap 2021 in high school sports, take a look ahead, and that's on the way here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. 5:34, Happy New Year at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Steve Thompson in, Kerry Klatt, our producer, and, of course, Mark Fry in the newsroom as Hawkeyes got beat by Kentucky, a late touchdown. And then the Hawkeyes got the ball back, tried to move downfield, an interception sealed it. Kentucky beats Iowa in the Citrus Bowl. And I was surprised Mark wasn't all that grumpy about the proceedings down there at the Citrus Bowl. Other bowl games, the Rose Bowl, Utah leading Ohio State 28-21. That game midway through the second quarter in Pasadena. Arkansas beat Penn State 24-10 at the Outback Bowl. At the Fiesta Bowl, Oklahoma State outlasts Notre Dame 37-35. And then tonight, the Sugar Bowl, Baylor and Ole Miss. I might check that out. I'm sure my wife and daughter will be thrilled. and I kid about that. John Millay joins us from the Minnesota State High School League, media specialist, and writes John's Journal, a blog that he's been doing now for years. Happy New Year, John.
Same to you, Steve. How's it going so far?
Yeah, good. Very good.
Cold, yeah. But good. I agree.
But and in short bursts, no problem. Sitting out at a hockey game, maybe not so much.
No, I am not. I am not at Target Field. I am at home, and I've got two TVs going, and I'm watching football and hockey. And yeah, it is awful cold. I joked on Twitter a few minutes ago that I'm looking forward to the day when technology advances far enough that we can play hockey indoors.
I know. It is. And I get it in the excitement. And really, year in and year out, Fox Sports North and now Bally Sports North in conjunction with the Minnesota Wild put on Hockey Day, and they're going to be in Mankato, and high school teams are always a part of that. And they're going to be down at Blakeslee Stadium in Mankato, and that's going to be great. It's just I draw the line at below zero. If it's in the 20s, I'm in. You know, count me in. Let me know what time. But, yeah, below zero, I'm out.
I agree, and I've been to some of the Hockey Day Minnesota events. They're great, but, boy, the weather, that's the one thing you can't count on. You schedule these things, the Winter Classic, Hockey Day, so far in advance, it's a crapshoot. And, you know, we know the NHL wasn't gonna call this thing off because it's too cold in Minnesota on January 1st, but it's really cold, and I hope we don't have, you know, any – I'm not worried about the players. They have heat on the bench. They're fine. They're moving. It's people sitting and watching outdoors and we don't need any frostbite or any issues like that. Let's have everybody get out of there having a great time.
Yeah, for sure. It sure does look cool, and they've done a great job. And I talked to Dave St. Peter before the holidays because this has been a work in progress now for weeks at Target Field, the NHL, the Wild, and the Twins working in conjunction. They've done a great job. You can't control the weather. We all know that. But Target Field looks really, really cool. And great venue. And by the way, the Twins in Target Field available for the State Baseball Championship games every year. And that's always a lot of fun. And we talk about it frequently.
Yeah.
The opportunity for these kids to be able to play in venues like that is just amazing.
Yeah, just a few weeks ago, you know, Steve, you're well aware, we had state soccer championship games for boys and girls at U.S. Bank Stadium, and then all the football state semifinals and prep bowl games in that great venue. Yeah, we have it pretty good here, and we've talked about it a lot. I don't know if there's a state in the country that has the kind of big league facilities for high school championship games like we do here between U.S. Bank Stadium, Target Field, Target Center, the XL Center, Williams Arena, the Pavilion. We're very lucky. We shouldn't take it for granted because it's not that way most places. It might not be that way anyplace else. So we really have a good thing going here.
Yeah, for sure. 2021, if you will, a return to normal. And I know COVID-19 is still a factor and that there's still great concern, and rightfully so. But the winter sports season started late. But it started. We were able to get state tournaments. We were able to get a spring sports season in because that was lost in 2020. And then we were able to proceed with a normal fall sports season. As you alluded to, all the state tournaments, volleyball at the Xcel Energy Center, all the state tournaments culminating with Prep Bowl at U.S. Bank Stadium. So it was a return to normal. It looks like the winter sports season, with some hiccups here and there, is proceeding.
Yeah, it is. It's moving along fine, Steve. You know, we're into year three now from 2020, 2021. Now we're in a new year with COVID, and the second anniversary of this thing will be in March, the day we shut down the girls' state basketball tournament and the boys' postseason, and we don't want to do that again. But, yeah, we're in a great spot. Certainly there are issues. Games around the state in various winter sports have been called off or rescheduled because the team has some positive cases. It's an issue between that and the issues we have with not enough officials. It's not going to be the smoothest winter, but so far, you know, we're getting it done. Some teams may not play their full slate of games because of those two issues, and not to mention, you know, bus drivers. There's not enough bus drivers. Some games have been adjusted because the team didn't have a bus driver. So those things are going to be there. We're so used to it now, though. That's the thing. And all these administrators and coaches and players, they are so used to just last-minute changes. Let's roll. Let's, you know, go with the flow. Everybody's doing that. We're doing fine. So I think we're gonna have a good rest of the winter season here, and moving into spring sports, I think we're going to be in really good shape.
You know, and John, we wanted to take a look back in somewhat returning to normal in 2021, and you travel the state literally for the Minnesota State High School League and visit schools and venues in all four corners. You put a lot of miles in that Toyota Camry year in and year out. And I just wanted to ask you, what stands out from 2021 in your mind? What are some of your favorite? You can't mention them all because each individual game and each individual town and each individual school has such unique stories. But what are some that stand out for you?
Yeah, there's a lot, Steve. I was kind of going through the year in review here this afternoon. And first, let me mention where I'm going to go for my first trip of 2022. On Tuesday, I'm going to be in Roseau. You think it's cold here in the Twin Cities?
Yeah,
it's a lot colder in Roseau. And I'm so smart, I'm going to Roseau for an indoor hockey game on Tuesday. And I can't wait. It's War Road at Roseau and boys hockey. And there's more going on besides that. That's why I'm going up. I'm really looking forward to it. I've been there before. It's going to be fun. But, yeah, I kind of look back, you know, and just there really are two stories that really stood out to me. One was a few years ago, someone sent me a gold medal from the very first boys' state hockey tournament in 1945. And I tried to find who this belonged to. I was on TV during the boys' hockey tournament holding up that medal, searching for its owner. And this past year, we think, the person who may have been the owner. Back in 1945, the goalie for the Eveleth team was a guy named Ron Drobnik, and his grandson, Phil, is involved with the USA curling program. Phil already has an Olympic gold medal. And they could not find his grandpa's gold medal from that 1945 state hockey tournament. So Phil and I met, and I handed it off to him. It was really emotional for both of us because that medal is now, you know, there's no way to know if it was Ron's from 1945. But clearly it belonged to somebody on that Eveleth hockey team.
Sure.
And his grandpa, that medal was missing. After grandpa and grandma passed away, they went through everything, and they could not find that medal, and they had all seen it before. Years back. So that to me was really special, just to hand that medal off to Phil and have him hold it in his hand, wearing an Eveleth hockey T-shirt and hat, and then to follow along, you know, they had kind of a welcome home for that medal up in Eveleth a little while later. I think it's on display there at the arena now or somewhere in town. That was really special to me because that just, you know, there was so much history there from the very first boys state hockey tournament all those years ago to getting that medal back home to the Wright family at Eveleth. That was really special to me. And
that
the other one
cool.
I thought about was in, and every we all know about this, Brad Wendland, the football coach at Waseca High School, who collapsed on the sideline during a game, and he was gone. He was gone if not for the efforts of the athletic trainers from both teams, St. Peter and Waseca. A nurse who came running out of the stands. I wrote about Brad a couple times. As he put it right after that when I talked to him, he said, I'm on bonus time now. He's still a young man. He's still coaching football. But he had to, you know, they had to bring him back to life. His heart was not beating, and he had some kind of heart issue that I know is either been corrected or will be. And that's a really cool story that could have been a tragedy, but it's a lesson for everybody. You know, we always encourage schools and youth associations to have AEDs on hand. They didn't need it in that case, but they were firing it up to jolt his heart, but they were doing chest compressions, got his heart going, and just a great lesson in being ready for bad things to happen and dealing with them. So, there, you know, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of, you know, the Rosbergs and Hutchinson, Grady Rosberg, and who was the coach for a long time, and now his son Andy, who played for him and has been the coach for a long time. The last time somebody not in the Rosberg family was the head coach at Hutchinson football was 1969. And Andy's team got their third state championship, matching how many Grady has. So each of the Rosbergs has three state championships. And Andy played on two of those for his dad and was the offensive coordinator for the third one. And next football season, they're going to name the stadium after the Rosbergs, which is really cool. And I know Andy and Grady well, and I just can't imagine a better honor than to have their name on the facility out there. And then another thing I was looking at, see, was just the preponderance of turf fields at high schools in Minnesota. I've got a list put together, and it's right around 100 of them. And, you know, most of the metro, the big schools in the metro have them for football and soccer and lacrosse and everything else. But there's so many tiny schools. You know, Mountain Iron Buell has turf. Russell Tyler Rufin has turf. I went to a game at Lakeview School down in Cottonwood outside of Marshall this fall on their brand new turf. It's phenomenal. And that's just one of those things that's been growing. And I think the first turf field at a high school was Wayzata, and that was like 20 years ago. And we have around 100 of them now at schools, large and small, all over the state. That's really different. That's really a big thing, and there's just so many positive stories going on, Steve. You know, I try to write about the people involved in these high school activities and the great things people do, and I write about officials because we need more officials. And I did announce on Twitter recently that one of my New Year's resolution, I am going to become a high school league certified official. I don't know which sport or sports, but I'm going to do that in the new year. I'm going to become an official. At least be certified. I don't know if anyone will want to hire me. I'm not that young. We need younger guys. I'm not one of those, but I talk about this all the time. I feel like I better walk the walk if I'm going to talk the talk. So I'm going to become certified and pay my registration fee and at least have that. I finally get something decent on my resume.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and I'm going to lobby the folks at PrepSpotlight.tv. When you get that first officiating gig, we'll have that live on PrepSpotlight.tv, and I'll volunteer to cover the game. So
and you can mic.
I would love to be there.
We will see.
I would love to be there.
Yeah, that has disaster written all over it, but we'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Well, you know, in our paths crossed time to time, and I wanted to bring up one story that happened late in the year. And I know you've been very close to the McDonald family for a long time, the legendary Bob McDonald up at Chisholm and his family coaching tree. Well, his grandson, Kyle, took over the Forest Lake program, and they were 0-3 going into a game at Moundsview. And by chance, I happened to be in the building that night calling the game on PrepSpotlight.tv. And Moundsview and Dave Leeser team off to a good start. They're good year in and year out. They're at Calls Court at Moundsview High School, a legendary gym here in the metro area. And the stars aligned for Kyle McDonald to get his first career victory. And I know you were in there and you wrote about it. That was really a cool night. And those are nights that really stand out for me.
Yeah, me too, Steve. That was special. And we knew going in, one of two things were going to happen. Kyle McDonald was going to get his first career win.
Right.
66 years after his grandpa got his first career win in 1955. Or Moundsview was going to get its 1,000th victory in program history. So it was a great night. And I do know the McDonald family well. I knew Bob. I was at his funeral a couple years back. Yeah, this was special. And Kyle played at Cambridge Isani for his dad, Mike, you know, one of the McDonald's kids. He's been coaching so long, he's retired as a teacher this year. But Kyle played there, and Cambridge Isani did not play that night. So Mike and his wife, Dale, they came to the game. I sat with them, and it was really fun. What's that like for a father who's you know, came from the Bob McDonald line of coaches to see your son and to be in the gym when he gets his first career victory as a 24-year-old rookie head coach? It was really something. I'll never forget that night. You were there. You called it on Prep Spotlight. It was phenomenal, and I'm just so honored to know all these members of the McDonald family and spend time with them and have that chance to write about, you know, great moments like that.
Yeah, it was just a cool memory, one of my favorites among so many, night in and night out. I look forward to getting back at it this week, calling games, and who knows when I'll bump into you, John, but certainly good to visit with you on this New Year's Day.
You bet, my friend. So what you're saying is you're not going to be in Roseville with me on Tuesday night.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm making a return trip to Aldrich Arena for a girls' game. Minnetonka and Hill Murray should be a good one on Tuesday night at Aldrich. I love that building. And you were there. You happened to be in the building that night, and we talked for a while about that rink and how much I love being at Aldrich. That is as good a spot as anywhere to call a game. That's really cool.
It's so much fun. Yeah, we were there when Hill Murray was playing South St. Paul,
yep.
Two great girls hockey programs. And I think I mentioned to you that night, I was in that arena. That was the place where the Minnesota Wild unveiled their name. We didn't know what that team was going to be called, and they had a big hoo-ha at Aldrich Arena. They had a marching band. They had all kinds of pomp and circumstance, and then they started playing Born to be Wild, and the logo dropped down out of the ceiling. It was really well done. So that's quite a long time ago, but Aldrich Arena was the site of that, and I covered that for the Star Tribune. It was really memorable. That's the thing, Steve. As you well know, you do this job long enough, you really build some great memories over the years.
Yeah, John, good to visit with you again. Happy New Year and safe travels to Rosa.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Thanks for everything you do. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. John Malay from the Minnesota State High School League. Check out his blog, John's Journal at the League website, mshsl.org. Quick break. We'll come back, put a wrap on the show. Steve Thompson and producer Kerry Klatt here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It has been a lot of fun. It always is here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. The one thing I can say after all these years, it is always an honor to be here. And that hasn't changed in a long, long time. I remember when I got the opportunity. This goes back to October of 97. And my first shift, and maybe I've told this story before, but the short version of the story is I applied. They needed a part-timer to work overnights on the weekend. So I would come in late on a Friday night, start at midnight, go to 5 a.m., and then come in Saturday night, start at midnight, and go till 5 a.m. on Sunday. So it was long hours, but it was in the middle of the night on the weekend. And it was always my dream to work here. at News Talk 830 WCCO, where all these legends had worked. Steve Cannon, Boone and Erickson, Howard Viken, and it goes without saying, Herb Carneal, Ray Christensen, all of those. So it was always my dream. And then to get that opportunity, I still will never forget the first night, that late Friday night, doing my prep down in the newsroom, and then as it got closer and closer to midnight, walking down that narrow hallway from the newsroom to Studio 6, and Studio 6 is the main studio, and walking down that hallway and said, dreams come true, but now I really need to do this. And it was that moment of great pride and great terror all at the same time. And when the mic goes on, I got to talk for 5 hours. And it's always been a thrill ever since. It has been. And I can say that on this New Year's Day. Here we are in 2022, and it's still a lot of fun. And a big thanks to all the great people I had a chance to visit with today, including Mark Fry in our newsroom and our producer, Carrie Klatt. It's always great to work with Carrie here on the weekends. And Doug Swinhart, Tech Talk. A lot of great calls and texts today between 2 and 3 o'clock. And by the way, if you missed it, you can take advantage of the free Odyssey app and use the rewind feature and catch a show. Stephen Clark, spaceflightnow.com, took a look back at 2021 and what should be a big year in space in 2022. He gave us an update on the Webb telescope on its way to its spot about 1 million miles from Earth. Steve Carney took us outdoors, and even though the bite is good, it's hard to get out on the ice in many spots. Deep snow, slush, ice conditions are not that great, so by all means take care if you're headed out on the ice. Mark Manny, head boy, is hockey coach at Andover. The Huskies having a great year. They've got a really good team. They are going to be a factor come March in the boys' state hockey tournament. Marcus Fuller covers Golden Gopher for basketball for the Star Tribune. The Illinois game scheduled for Sunday moved to Tuesday due to COVID-19 problems with the Illini program. But they are a big surprise, one of the pleasant surprises in Minnesota sports in 2021. So thanks again to Marcus Fuller. Craig Shrepford joining us live from the NHL Winter Classic. The puck drops just after 6 o'clock. And then, of course, my good friend John Millay from the Minnesota State High School League. Once again, it's been a lot of fun today. Wish you and yours a happy and safe new year. Quick update on that weather one more time because it is the headline. We're at 7 below right now here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Our winds northwest at 10 miles an hour. Our wind chill stands at 25 below. Actual air temp tonight, minus 20. Tomorrow, a cold, maybe some sun, 2 above. And then Sunday night, not as cold. We'll bottom out at 1 below and then slowly rising temps through the night. And then on Monday, sunny and 26. Tuesday, 32, and then Tuesday night, a chance of snow. Wednesday, colder, high near 12, single digits later in the week. Once again, in the Twin Cities, 7 below, our wind chill, minus 25. With that wind chill advisory going in effect at 6, many of you under a wind chill warning through 10 a.m. tomorrow. Take care. Have a safe and a happy new year. From News Talk, 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.